Today, we're going to give you a little bit of a flavor for what's in the book.
Former Cornell Daily Sun editor Andrew Guess, class of five, concluded that Lehman, quote, was a lovable dork who failed to follow through on the big ideas in his grandiose speeches. As he often did, Stephen Weiss made the most balanced assessment, quote, Jeff worked very hard, he loved the place, and he did a lot of good things. I don't think this is a good guy, bad guy situation, but one where the chemistry didn't work for a lot of reasons. End of quote. Lehman spent 2005-06 as a senior scholar at the Woodrow Wilson Center in Washington, D.C. He subsequently served as the founding dean of the Peking University School of Transnational Law in Shenzhen, China, and in 2012 was named the Vice Chancellor and CEO of New York University, Shanghai.
William Street, former Dean of Engineering, announced that four seniors in physics and astronomy had won the provost competition. Modeling their technique on planetary exploration, Team 318 had deployed a remote control weather balloon fitted with a drill bit and a webcam. To confirm that the object was a pumpkin, the quartet used a scanning electron microscope and adapted an analytical method known as polymerase chain reaction. They concluded that the pumpkin had been hollowed out before being placed on the tower. With less water in it and more interior ventilation, it had become, quote, a leathery husk which could cling to the spire for decades. For its finale, the famous pumpkin, after being freeze-dried and installed in a glass display case, was paraded into the memorial room of Willard Straight Hall in a mock academic processional, complete with the accompaniment of a brass quintet, and at last came to rest in Day Hall. The perpetrator or perpetrators of the greatest prank in Cornell's history have never come forward.